Okay, so you're listening to Hockey Talk with Donnie and Johnny Soul. This is going to be a podcast about what's going on in the sports world and hockey. That's world hockey and NHL hockey. So, Dad, how's it going?
Oh, it's going really good, John.
Okay, so we're back from the Olympic break, and Canada won the gold.
That's an understatement.
Yeah, we took it. We got some redemption against the States for their beat against us.
It was awesome.
Yeah, it was pretty awesome. Crosby got the game winner overtime.
Hey, could it be a better written script?
Really, eh? It's epic almost, eh?
Absolutely. You know what? This really was an important one because we may never see a Winter Olympics in our country again.
Mm-hmm.
And if we would have lost this game, it would have been something that they would have talked about for generations. The fact that we won it on Canadian soil, it was just an awesome event.
Yeah, and also that topped off our gold medals for putting us at a record breaker.
Yeah, what could be better, eh? I mean, our 14th medal, and it was a record breaker, and it was the Canadian men's Olympic team, that did it on Canadian soil. Couldn't be better.
Yeah, it couldn't be better. And you know what? It's like the whole tournament, I'm kind of going, where's Crosby?
Absolutely. Like, he was basically, you know, underperforming for the whole thing, and then right at the critical time in, you know, overtime for the gold medal, you know, comes out of the corner, and who's maxing in the net? Crosby.
And you think about it now, the guy's 22 years old. Eh?
Yep.
He's living on top of the world. He's 22 years old. He's been to the Stanley Cup twice.
Yeah.
The second time he won it against the team he lost it against.
Yeah.
Complete redemption when they were down, I think it was 3-1.
Yeah.
3-1. They came back, made it game 7, and won it. Right?
Absolutely.
And then he goes to the Olympics, 22-year-old.
Is invisible.
Is invisible. And then crowns our country with the most Olympic gold ever won in the Winter Olympics.
No, you just couldn't have written the book better if you tried.
It's ridiculous, eh?
Yeah.
I know. Who do you think was your MVP for the tournament?
Well, I mean, you know, it's hard not to say Crosby, right? But realistically speaking, you know, there was really two Canadian players that really shone in my books, and that was Jonathan Toews and Rick Nash.
Nash, yeah, me too.
You know, when we weren't playing our best games, those guys were doing stuff that you noticed. They were consistent. They were playing probably different roles than they would normally play on their own teams. I didn't even know Rick Nash could throw his body around like that.
It's really slamming people, eh?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, yeah. That was my actual MVP was Rick Nash, but then Crosby got it, and I was going, okay, well, now it's Crosby.
Yeah, I mean, other honorable mentions would be obviously the kid on defense.
Doughty.
You know, I mean, here's a young guy, barely made the team. There was a lot of question whether or not he should even be on the team.
Mm-hmm.
At the end of the day, I would venture to say if you looked at the minutes played and the minutes played during critical times, Doughty.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he really, really shone. So he played really, really well as well. Weber, I thought played really well. You could give an honorable mention, I guess, as well to Iginla. You know, he scored about 5 goals at key times as well.
Got the assist on
it. Fed Crosby the puck on the series winner. So,
a lot of people were talking about Niedermeyer in the end, going, "Wow, he was the stability of the team." I know we both said coming into it, you know, what's Niedermeyer doing there?
Yeah, and I really didn't see much from him through the whole tournament, but I got to admit, him and Pronger in that last game played really well.
Yeah,
really smart hockey. I don't know if you noticed how many short passes they made. Like, I'm talking about 5-6 foot passes, but they were just what it took to keep possession of the puck and get it out of our end.
Mm-hmm.
They just played a really cool, level-headed game that was sound defensively. And, you know, they both played well in the last game.
Okay, well, that's Hockey Talk with Donnie and Johnny Soul. And see you next podcast.
All right, looking forward to it.
All right, cool.